The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. A couple of years ago, I had the opportunity to travel to the Holy Land, and one of the areas that we visited was the Judean wilderness near the Dead Sea. And we witnessed there a number of flocks of sheep and goats being shepherded by Bedouin shepherds. These are nomadic shepherds that own no land. They simply move with their flocks from place to place. And it was like being transported back in time to biblical times. Because these shepherds lived in tents, their dress, their garb looked like it hadn't changed in style since 2,000 years ago. Apparently, they were untouched by our modern technological age. Our tour guide, who was a Palestinian, then revealed to our group that he had grown up in such an environment, that his family was Bedouin shepherds, and that he had left that environment, that background, as a young man, and gone to the city, entered into modern life. And he said that this was the case for almost all of the young people in that Bedouin shepherd environment, culture, that they are leaving that to go on to the city, so that it's estimated that by the year 2005, there will no longer be any Bedouin shepherds in Palestine. And then our tour guide made this comment. He said, "I guess shepherds are irrelevant for the 21st century." Well, is that true? Are shepherds irrelevant for the here and now? And since our psalm focuses on a shepherd, does that mean that this psalm and its subject is irrelevant for 1999 and into the 21st century? Well, the very fact that this psalm is perhaps the most loved and most familiar passage of the Bible indicates that for many people today, this is indeed very meaningful and very relevant to them. And why is that? I think it's because we still see that we need a shepherd. We need a shepherd in 1999. Let us now take a look at these three verses from Psalm 23. And I think that it'll give us the reason why we very much need a shepherd in 1999. The first reason we need a shepherd is because a shepherd provides. A shepherd provides for our needs. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. I have never owned sheep. I don't plan to ever own sheep. Probably the only reason why I would want to have sheep is to perpetually keep my lawn mowed. But I have talked to people who own sheep, and they say that the one obvious fact about sheep is that sheep are dependent. Sheep need a shepherd to survive. And we are dependent beings. I need a shepherd because I'm a very needy creature. I have so many needs, physical, emotional, psychological, spiritual. And because of that, I'm oftentimes looking for shepherds to provide for those needs, be it a financial advisor, be it the government to provide for my needs, be it my education, my career, self-help books, the gurus that you find in the bookstores, psychologists, psychiatrists. We're always looking for shepherds to fill our needs. But we find that these worldly shepherds cannot do it. They can't fill all our needs, and they certainly cannot satisfy our deepest needs. There was once a cartoon strip, Peanuts cartoon strip, that depicted Lucy in her psychological booth, you know, the one that says, "The psychologist is in 5 cents. And she was giving counsel to Charlie Brown. She said, "Charlie Brown, no wonder your stomach hurts. You've got to stop all this silly worrying." Charlie Brown replied, "But how? How do I stop worrying?" And Lucy said, "That's your worry. 5 cents, please." Isn't that the way of the world? The way that the world's shepherds provide for us. They really cannot answer our ultimate questions and satisfy our ultimate needs. If anything, they take rather than they give. Only the Lord can provide for what we need. "The Lord is my shepherd. Yahweh is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He provides me with the green pastures, the abundant grass, the restful watering places that satisfy all of my needs. This shepherd fills my first article needs of creation. This shepherd, and he alone, fills my second article needs of redemption. This shepherd and him alone, he satisfies my third article needs of sanctification. He provides, and so I shall not want, I shall not lack, and I shall not worry. He provides. I simply receive of his provision, rest in his grace, and depend on him in faith." And so the first reason why we need a shepherd is because he provides for what we need. The second reason we need a shepherd in 1999 is because he guides. He guides us in the way that is right. Verse 3 says, "He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake." As I said before, sheep are dependent. But oftentimes sheep think that they're independent and they go their own way. It seems that sheep have an inclination to wander off. And we also have this tendency, according to the inclination of our sinful nature, to wander off the right path. In fact, we weren't even on that right path to start out with. We started out in sin. And we continue to go the way of sin, not the way of righteousness. And it's because this reason that we need a shepherd who will come and restore us. He restores my soul. And his restoration implies that I was lost, that I was on the wrong path. But he has come to restore me. The Bible makes very clear that Jesus Christ is this good shepherd who restores us. He is the Lord, Yahweh, who is our shepherd, and he has restored us. And how has he done that? Jesus himself said, "I lay down my life for the sheep." He has gone to death that we might have life. He has entered into that wasteland of sin and death where we were to be with us and for us. And he has assumed our sin and endured our death in order that he might lead us out of this desert of death into the land of life, to lead us from sin to life, resurrection. And to do more than just lead us, he has carried us there. It's his work. Notice our text says, "He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake." He's doing it, not us. It's for his name's sake, not because we deserve it, not because we are worthy of it. He gives us his righteousness and causes us to walk in the paths of righteousness, the well-worn ruts of his righteousness that he has pioneered for us and that he imputes to us. This is why we need a shepherd in 1999. Because he provides and he guides. And one more thing today. We give thanks to this great shepherd for his wondrous provision of providing under-shepherds to the church and to the world. And the world needs these under-shepherds, pastors, God's wondrous gifts to his people. We rejoice today that Pastor Jeff Moore, one who has distinguished himself as a faithful and very experienced shepherd of the flock, has come to us to enable God's people to raise up more shepherds for this important and noble task. We welcome you, Jeff, as you recruit, encourage, promote the raising up of pastors that more men might pursue this noble task. Because now, as much as ever, we need these under-shepherds, pastors. Now, as much as ever, we need the great shepherd, Jesus Christ.